following announcement has been paid for by
Powerbank!
Hi there, welcome to Power Dunk. It's been a hot minute, but now we're back.
We're back, baby! New back format!
Back with t-shirts for everybody.
Yeah, well, t-shirt gun.
Yeah, if I had t-shirts or a t-shirt gun. Or a gun.
Chase that chainsaw. Oh, not chainsaw, a chain gun. Fuck me.
What on earth? Right. So, how have you been?
Yeah, not bad. Same old, work. Work, gaming, sleeping, work, gaming. What about you?
Yeah, pretty much the same. I'm back at work for, like, in a full capacity, so to speak, apart from the fact that I managed to knacker up my foot somehow during the lockdown, so I've been having a few foot issues, but aside from that, same old, same as you, working, children, wife, sleep, repeat, the usual.
Just to clarify, I got to... It's his children. Just to clarify.
No,
children just eat cards.
I collect them like Pokemon.
Yeah.
I'm hoping to train them up to make the next generation of a fighting game roster.
Maybe you just open up like you bring a cupboard with you. You just open up and you're like, go, Kyle, and he's like, Kyle.
That's it. Like sooner or later, they're gonna want more combat kids or Street Fighter toddlers, and I'm going to have a spare roster just sat there waiting for that very moment when I can capitalise on it.
Yeah, you could just be like, yeah, here's a new combat kids, and they're all mine, they're all my kids.
I hate the fact 20 roster. They actually have combat kids.
The fact they're called combat kids as well.
Yeah, and the fact they're the worst characters, even though, like, the Deception era had some really shitty characters. But the combat kids manage to be, like, actually offensive in places.
Oh, yeah. And just pandered in a bit, which is a good segue.
Yeah. Before we hit that segue, though, I'm going to segue out the segue. been playing much lately?
A lot.
Well, give us what you've been playing the most, or you most recently played.
Okay, well, I'll cut it into just three that I've been mainly focusing on.
Even though I asked for one.
No, you get three. because it's like I've been playing
fuck
a
you,
lot. So fun. Anyway, yeah, fuck you, it's free. So I got Rainbow Six Siege. I came in like about like a year ago and I find it so fun. I constantly play that online, very fun game. Another one I've been playing is I played a little bit, should I say, Star Wars Squadron in PlayStation VR. Ooh. I haven't played too much, but I haven't played it outside.
What is
VR,
that
but...
actually about? Because I didn't even know it existed till the other week when it came on EA Access and a friend of mine installed it and it wrote his PC off.
basically, it's mostly single player, and it's got like a quote-unquote competitive side to it as well online. It's basically you're either the Republic or the Resistance, and you're in a like a TIE fighter or I forgot what they're called, X-Wing, that's the one, and you basically do dogfights in space across different maps, and there's a like an 8-hour story where you can be one or the other and design your own character, and then there's the online where obviously you go online and fuck people up in dogfights.
Is it anything like the Rogue Squadron games, or apart from the fact you're flying? And
it's not, I mean, I guess a little bit in control scheme wise, because it uses the controller rather than like the sticks or anything like that. It's of course it's first person due to being in VR, but even outside of VR obviously it's still first person, and you basically have this like control board and stuff in front of you, and then your character's doing stuff to outmaneuver and take down the enemy. And I played that a little bit, so that's one of my closer games. Apart from some that I want to talk about in another cast, my final one has just been clearing up a bit more Yakuza 7, just because I'm just it's an RPG, it's turn-based RPG. There's loads of job classes to do, and I've just been going around outside of story, just leveling up and getting classes, and yeah, it's a little bit of fun. Well, there's my three. What about you? What have you been playing recently, boy?
Recently, the odd bit here and there, but earlier I was playing the Super Mario Brothers 35. You know, that new online.
Yeah, I was playing that title. Earlier.
Yeah, decent enough reason for me to use my Switch online trial, because I don't ever play the Switch online, so I needed an excuse.
Mine's that and,
I don't understand.
Mine's basically Shin Megami Tensei on the Japanese Super Famicom one. That's like my main thing, so if I lose it, I'll be like...
Yeah, I don't understand why it's only a timed thing and why it's going in March, but...
Yeah,
I was having some good fun. I'm a lot worse at Classic Mario than I remembered. I'm misjumping all kinds of jumps and getting clipped by Goombas and whatnot, but it's alright.
And the fucking ice shoes. He's fucking ice shoes. Like, you just kind of like run for a little bit and then he's halfway across the map.
Who? Who's ice shoes?
He's ice... The way he walks, like, he does it, he has too much momentum you run, and he's like, duh, 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 and then you stop it, and he's like...
Yeah, well, that's Big Mazza for you, isn't it?
Big Mazza.
Anyway, before we go on to it, with Power Dunk and the way we are at the moment, we're changing it up slightly. We're not going to be as fighting game focused going forward. We're gonna take what we said originally, where we were gonna branch out, and we're gonna focus a bit more on branching out than focusing on fighting games, because frankly, even where we left it off, the fighting game community still isn't in the greatest space. Fighting game releases are kind of getting fewer and farther between. It's more updated now, and the magic just isn't currently there at the moment, so we're using this kind of drier spell to branch out, talk a little bit more about other subjects that interest us, and we're also going to be having several new casts apart from this May one, so we'll still have Power Hour. We're looking at a new one which we should have out soon, called Two Past Two Present, and there will be more.
Act a Fool.
There'll be a few solo casts, and hopefully we can kind of keep the momentum going a bit stronger going forwards. And the casts generally are going to be of a shorter collection than they were previously, where we're running like 40 minutes to an hour. We're going to try and keep them to around 20 to 30 minutes max, just for ease of editing.
More
and,
quality, more quantity.
Yeah, but so we can get more out. We can vary it up for our listeners. It's just easier for us to edit them, because we both work full time. We've both got other commitments. And the output we did have was very strenuous on us. So hopefully this time we can kind of get the balance right and still entertain and inform.
And just have a laugh. I mean, I know a lot of you were really enjoying us talking about, like, anything really. So that's really awesome to know.
Yeah. That's good, dude. That people do. Enjoy the back and forth and the fourth and back. And the second and the third one, but not the sixth one. We don't talk about that.
Yeah.
Anyway,
we don't talk about the Egyptian ban.
What we're here to talk about today is the recently announced Mortal Kombat Combat Pack 2. The second one, not to be confused with Mortal Kombat Aftermath. After 4, who knows? Combat Pack 2.
After English.
First, before we get into the main meal of it, shall we spot? I believe you've done what I should have done and took the notes on what was actually in the Mortal Kombat 11 Ultimate Edition, which was announced along the side. So would you like us to walk us through that? I believe it's cross-gen. That's about it.
Yeah, it is. If you have a which is a good thing, is another thing I want to talk about with Ultima, is that, I mean, you get a free PlayStation 5 / Xbox Series X, what do you call it, like, going forward, you don't have to pay for it again on the next gen.
An upgrade.
Exactly, yeah, an upgrade. That's
the word. Not a free PS5 with the game.
Yeah, exactly.
That would be a deal.
Free PS5 when you have the game, but if you can get your fucking hands on one. But no, with this as well, another good thing is you don't have to buy Ultimate to get it. If you have Mortal Kombat, even if you don't have Aftermath, you would get that same content, but going forward, which is good. You know, you don't have to buy the Ultimate to get the PS5 upgrade. So that's one thing.
So if you had vanilla Mortal Kombat 11, you could still get the upgrade.
Yeah.
Would you get that for free, is there an upgrade fee?
Because on the in the trailer, it, and some information I do have, says that going forward, if you have any version of, and you've purchased Mortal Kombat for the previous gen, going forward you will have that on the new gen.
Right.
Other than
right,
that, I don't know if it's like, if you just have the Aftermath pack, don't have Ultimate, or no Combat Pack 2, no Combat Pack 1, how does it work in that way? I just know that it says if you have a copy of Mortal Kombat 11 already, you'll still be able to get the upgrade for free.
Oh, well, that's all right. Good guy, Neversoft.
But yeah.
Neversoft? Neverrealm, Neversoft. Yeah. The Tony Hawks, didn't they?
Tony Hawk.
Well,
would you like to know what is in the Ultimate Edition?
Go on, man. I like the way you did that. Very Jericho-esque, that.
I'm going to reveal Edition. Le Bubble.
So,
Le Bubble. Le bit of the Bubble.
But the Ultimate, there's two versions. One is coming later, which will be the physical collector's edition, which is apparently only available in Europe later. We'll get into that later. What comes in the Mortal Kombat 11 Ultimate is basically you get main game and base game, I meant to say. In there, obviously, you do get Shao Kahn.
Yes, he was a pre-order bonus, wasn't he?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You get the Combat Pack 1, including the premium skins that were in that pack as well.
Combat Pack Aftermath. 1 was Joker, Spawn,
Terminator, and...
Jesus, that was a guess pack, wasn't it?
That really was.
Wow.
It's half Shang Tsung, Nightwolf and Sindel, then Terminator, Joker and Spawn.
Right.
They were the six with premium. The premium skin packs come with that as well. You get Aftermath, which obviously is the story expansion.
The story, Fujin, Shiva, RoboCop, Fujin,
and those skin packs that came over this year as well.
Halloween ones that released recently.
And the Combat Pack 2 as well.
Which we are going to talk about later on.
Exactly. It includes that Combat Pack. Basically everything up to now, apart from the only thing that's not included, is the last year's, not to be confused with the All Hallows Eve skin pack this year. There was a pack that had three different, one costume for Jade, where she was a witch, one for Cabal, where he basically looked like Jason, and one for, I think it was Kano, it was a big, like, and I can't remember the third one, so you have to tell me. But anyway, that you had to pay like $4.99 for of your local currency. And I got that, but it's because it's separate and you pay for it, it's not included in the Ultimate.
That's a bit daft. The Ultimate
on the list
should be everything. It should, the key's in the name, it should be the Ultimate part. But we all know we're in that penny pinching DLC world.
Yeah.
Special edition, is this the one with the Sub-Zero mask and the steel tin?
The collector's edition is an EU exclusive. So if you're in America or anywhere else, you have to go and grab that one. What I can see at the moment is that it's for PS5. Seems to be PS5, Xbox Series X, Xbox One. It doesn't say PS4, which is weird, but who knows? It probably might be, but it just looked like
Nintendo
next gen.
Switch.
But yeah, and you get no Switch as well. Getting digital. You get the normal Switch. You get the Sub-Zero mask, like Aigoto said, but also and a steelbook, obviously. Steelbook's fucking hell.
I like the way
but you also get a unique Sub-Zero skin as well for getting that collector's edition. I don't know if the original one with the scorpion mask had a unique scorpion one, but this one comes with what's called the Sub-Zero Avalanche costume, which basically just looks like Sub-Zero again, not really much changing in his costume.
Yeah, there's not much they can do with Subbers. So,
not our Subbers.
That's the ultimate talk down. We've stripped that clean. Everyone knows what you're getting now. You're getting some steel tin, you're getting some costumes, you're getting a bit of content, and you're getting a little bit of masks. We mentioned you get Combat Pack 2. What is in Combat Pack 2? Well, Rain is in Combat Pack 2, and I know people like Rain. I remember when Rain was just a purple little ninja in Ultimate Mortal Kombat 3, and a cheeky little nod to a certain artist.
Yeah, he was purple, and he was named Rain. Yeah. I mean, if you bit on the nose there, boom, but, you know, that's what you'll do all the time.
Do you have much history with Rain, or...?
No. I can honestly say that the closest thing I have to playing him again, like we were talking about Ultimate Mortal Kombat 3, but after that, 3D era, I rarely touched him.
Yeah,
and I completed and sold Mortal Kombat 9 / Mortal Kombat reboot thing. I sold that before the DLC was all announced, so I never actually got to play him in that.
I remember playing him so quite a bit initially when Ultimate Mortal Kombat 3 came out, because it was kind of the ninjas are back and there's two new ones, because they'd also they brought Ermac out in Ultimate Mortal Kombat 3, and I think Human Smoke was playable for the first time, and I want to say Noob Saibot as well, but
yeah I believe he was.
I do remember he had a pretty tasty combo, because he used to be able to manipulate him for some reason when you hit him with one of his attacks, and it was like a bubble or something, it hit them and you could move the character around, and then you kind of hit him for a high kick and it sent him off one side of the screen and brought him on the other, and then you just wash, rinse, repeat, do that. He come over to like Deadly Alliance Deception, even going on to reboot, I've just never kind of liked the design. I know they've made him more Adonian, because they decided his backstory was something to do with Katana and Melina and all that nonsense. But I can't remember which one it was, but I remember one of them. I want to say it was Deception, where they put flags on his back or something, and he just looked like a doofus. And I don't know. I never. Basically, when I saw Rain was announced, I didn't exactly jump as high as I would have if, say, they'd have turned around and said, Human Smoke's back, or Ermac. Either of them, I thought, would have been better choices. Especially Human Smoke. I know they did give Triborg his moves in Mortal Kombat XL, but I really enjoyed what they did with Human Smoke. But talking of Mortal Kombat XL, the big one, the big announcement, the granddaddy of them all, Melina is back, much to the NetherRealm fanbase's screams and need to have Melina back. How do you feel about them teeth?
Them teeth. She doesn't have lips this time.
No, I'm not.
She's always had lips. Yeah, so she can't really pronounce like B's, M's or that. So she's like, you Takata! For a size, because she can't do a lip.
I wonder if they're going to try and do something. It's a shame they're not getting a proper story back pack for this one, because I would have thought when you bring in Melina back, who, for people who didn't play Mortal Kombat X and aren't really bothered with the stories, was pretty much betrayed at every angle by the end of that. I mean, she ended up dying at the hands of Devora. And Rain was actually involved.
On, basically.
Yeah, Rain was involved in the death as well. So the fact they've brought these two back in a combat pack, and all you're really going to have are arcade endings, is a bit of a letdown. I've never used Melina myself. I assume the main reason people are interested in having her back is it's just more waifu material for the combat crowd.
It's just basically that kind of like, okay, we'll put one character we want, which we'll talk about in a minute, but then the other part was just like Ed Boon and the team just going, for fuck's sake, all right, we get it, okay, both you fan bases can shut the fuck up, here you go, boom, there's your Rain, there's your Melina, now
yeah,
calm your tits, fight each other, that's the point.
I just think it's, but as I've said, very daft they've brought Melina back in the way they have, that she is just DLC. She's not going to affect the story in any way. It's just...
Yeah.
Because there is a lot they could have done there with her. And even Rain to a certain point. But if it keeps the people happy and it's more Mortal Kombat content,
I
love it.
Yeah,
I love
it. So, I want it. Yeah. My game. Yeah.
They tease this pack with a Tarkatan running through a forest, and pretty much everyone said, "Well, it's going to be Melina, but why would she be chasing one of her own?" Because of course it wasn't Melina, though she turned up, and so did Rain. The Tarkatan was running from one John Rambo. Yep, that Rambo, Sly Stallone, wearing a bandana, topless, bullets strewn across his chest, ready to take down Vietnam. How do you feel about Rambo?
Alright, okay. This is going to be fun.
Yeah, I've given us a fair bit to unpack this particular choice.
Yeah. Okay, so you've got the term, like, beating a dead horse, screwing the pooch, whatever, like, I know it's different, but you've got those terms, and then you just have like I generally just want to have an interview with Ed Boon, just be like, can I ask why? Because the answer is going to be, oh, 80s movies that I like that are violent or whatever. You got, you know, because it's just been like, okay, guests, I get it, you want guests in, maybe you're trying something, but I mean, all right, Terminator, kind of, you know, horror-ish, the original, you know, horror kind of thing. Spawn, yeah, definitely. Spawn fits, yeah. Joker, that's, you know, DC, blah,
Spawn,
blah, blah.
Pretty much all of them, bar Terminator, RoboCop, and now Rambo, have all had some kind they fit in the world better. Like, if you remember, it all started with Freddy in Mortal Kombat 9, who... Freddy, I would have to say, is probably my favourite guest character from NetherRealm. The only issue is it was the new Freddy and not Robert Englund. And we all know Robert Englund is Freddy, because Freddy's back, bitch.
Yeah.
Welcome to crime time, bitch.
Exactly. You think Freddy, you think Englund, you don't think the new one.
Yeah, no one does. I'm a big Nightmare on Elm Street fan. Out of all like horror movies, The Thing's my favourite, but that one, that and the first one and the third one are like, I like them, but like anything else, especially the reboot.
Nightmare on Elm Street 3, the Dream Warriors. We are the Dream Warriors.
Yeah, in my dream, I can be a wizard. I just want to say, anyway, Rambo, to get down to the nitty gritty, out of all of them, of course, when I see how he plays, when actually having him to play in my hands, it might be completely different. I might actually enjoy him as a character, but as an actual release, I would be more like, I'd be more excited for, everyone was going, he's talking about Mike, putting Michael Myers in it, and I was like, not really, I don't really want him. I'd rather have a Mortal Kombat, but I would rather have Michael Myers over Rambo.
Has Michael Myers not been in it already?
No, he's the only kind of main one, unless you count like Pinhead from Hellraiser.
Yeah,
but he's the main
Jason
kind of icon.
Freddy. But I don't get Rambo. I know there's obviously the 80s movies and that, but the fact there was a Rambo film, I think it was last year or early this year, so it's not even promoting anything. It just seems completely random as to why.
Yeah.
I know Sly Stallone's actually voicing him, which is a lot better than Arnie could do with Terminator, because we all know he doesn't advocate violent games.
Yeah,
despite being in some of the most iconic violent films of all times. But
it's even Predator from Mortal Kombat 10.
Yeah.
Or they had a movie coming up soon. The same with the Alien. At least they're kind of like grotesque monster things. Rambo's just
I don't get like, Rambo must have been PDS. some kind of contract stipulation or something. I can't see Ed Boon sitting down and thinking of all these characters and thinking, you know what, we need John Rambo in this. Considering the rumours were saying Ash Williams, who would have been an ideal pick if they wanted an iconic human horror character, Ash Williams would have been brilliant. And yet instead we're getting John Rambo, who... I would have rather them had brought Stryker back, because Stryker would have fit that role perfectly anyway, and Stryker does have a bit of a fan following on from Mortal Kombat 9, where he kind of was tweaked a bit, wasn't quite a dorky looking cop, but was kind of badass. But no, instead we're getting some licensed crap, which...
It's... I could see the main thing just being... Yeah, it's all like political things, and with gaming how it is now, I understand like there's like a middle thing. So I feel they go, everyone wants Raiden Molina, boom. Now we're gonna put in like one character we want. So we're gonna put in Rambo because Ed Boon or the team or someone on the team who had the choice was like, they're my favorite. Rambo First Blood's my favorite movie. I'm throwing Rambo in or something like that. And people, oh look guys, you can fight Arnie versus Sly. Yeah. Check it, guys. You could do 80s power.
You can do that, yeah. But thematically, Injustice 2 had the right idea where it was all their kind of guest characters were either Mortal Kombat or it was like the Turtles and Hellboy, other comics. Brilliant, fits it. Mortal Kombat, aside from the live-action films, has no actual connection to John Rambo. It's daft. It's really kind of put a dampener on the fact they've done a second combat pass, because I don't think I'll be buying the combat pass 2 as it stands, just on the merits of the fact that there's two MK characters I don't really give two fucks about, and John Rambo, who I certainly am not going to lose sleep over not being able to play as.
Oh yeah, I'm getting the pack because I'm more of a completionist kind of person when I get it. Like,
yeah.
if I were to put my fingers on Injustice 2, I would buy the ultimate pack because I don't want to lose out on learning all these different characters and stuff that'd be in like, you know, like the packs. Like, yeah. If I join Mortal Kombat 11 now, even if I didn't play any of it and I bought like the game I would wait until Ultimate and buy like the Ultimate pack.
If I didn't already own MK Aftermath and all that, then yeah, I would buy the Ultimate pack and that come with Combat Pack 2. But as it stands, unless I am... for some reason, I end up coming into a bit of extra spare pocket change and I'm playing Mortal Kombat 11 at the time, that is the only way I would get Combat Pack 2. I'd be happier spending money on some of the characters on Justice I haven't bought or something else. Basically, Combat Pack 2 got announced. I was like, I'll get back into Mortal Kombat 11 with this. And then after they shown the trailer, I was like, I was just left feeling a bit meh over the whole thing. I was really hoping for some different I think I would have actually, and we spoke about this earlier in the week over WhatsApp, but I probably would have popped harder for Rico than I would have any of the characters that got announced tonight. Even I was kind of hoping for Havoc because they keep mentioning him, but unfortunately we got John Rambo. What can you do?
We won't talk about it now, there'll be another time, but I will just say the guy who did go across like Reddit and other forums as well did indeed call this pack like months ago, and he has called future DLC, which has made me happier, because I thought if they ended with this, and if that, of course, you know, grain of salt, blah blah blah, but if there is future DLC and what's in it is true, it's a good ending to Mortal Kombat 11, and it blows this one out of the water. But I feel from what the leaker was saying, that due to COVID people push back, also the whole Ash Williams thing was true. But that makes, here's the thing I was going to say earlier, it makes more sense than Rambo, because there's another reboot coming out of Evil Dead, and it's starring a female protagonist apparently, and they wanted to get original Ash, so Bruce Campbell with Bruce Campbell, then they wanted to get this new one apparently.
They're doing a new Evil Dead, or are you on about the one they did the other year?
No, a new
because the other year had a female protagonist and he was in it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I guess that's a conversation for another time as we're drawing to a close on our coming back episode.
That's a door. But that's the Ultimate Mortal Kombat 11 coming out November
Combat
17th.
Two. When's that out? November 17th, did you say?
November 17th for Combat Pass 2 as well as Ultimate. So it's not like characters in a pass is strewn about. You get those three characters, like Aftermath, you get the three characters on the 17th of November 2020 or the Ultimate. You can download the Ultimate Pack for everything, which also comes out, obviously, on the day where you can play everything and enjoy a Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, well, I don't even know what end bit was, so I'm much like Combat Pass 2 is leaving me stale. I think we're going to leave us there. We've been Power Dog.
Stale bread, baby.
You've been Jack.
We have.
I've been Agato. And that's been Mortal Kombat 11 Ultimate Edition. TTFN.
Have a day.
Ta-ta for now.